and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
All right, it's 8:43 here on The Ticket, the Musers in New York City. We were stranded yesterday when the big blizzard hit, so we got a flight out today. Be back in the Metroplex tomorrow. Coming up in 15 minutes, it's the biggest show coming to town this week. And then at 9:15, Gordo's Corner. We're expecting to visit with Geraldo Rivera here in just a moment. We had him on the show once down in the Metroplex when we were back at the Ticket Mothership, because he does his show on our sister stations here, and we're broadcasting this morning again from the WABC studios in Manhattan.
We need to apologize to him.
Why?
Well, number one, for Norm eating his food every time he does a show from Dallas.
Well, don't confess to it. I don't think he realizes it.
And then somehow us doing our show in here, we're messing up his daily routine somehow.
Yeah, he does a lot of pre-recording in here, from what we understand.
Yeah.
So he's kind of bitter.
He seemed very happy when I spoke with him in there. He's got some kind of a beard thing going, or facial hair that looks kind of crazy.
Not just the signature mustache?
No, not just the signature mustache. I think he's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're ready. Okay. We're on the air. We're ready for Geraldo Rivera. About to come in just a moment.
I'm going to put him right here.
Yeah,
it's The Ticket is the radio station. We're the Musers, the morning show.
The Musers?
Yeah, it's George, Gordon, and Craig.
There he is.
Wow, wow.
Ah, look, welcome in. Yes. Welcome into the studio. It's Geraldo Rivera.
You can stay there. I can just plug in.
Well, but we got to be able to hear you somehow, Geraldo. All right, we're on the air with Geraldo Rivera.
Right here?
Yeah. He's got to figure out how to plug in his headphones over there. Geraldo.
I'm here.
There he is.
Hey. What, have you never done broadcasting before, Geraldo?
I left my Ticket t-shirt home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had you in studio when you were in Dallas one time, and you were happy. You were kind enough to join us in there. I think, though, our staff was eating your bagels that they had set out for
right,
you.
Right, right. It was all about the catering.
Yeah, they were pilfering your bagels.
Sorry about that.
So how long have you been doing your radio show now, which I believe is run on the Cumulus Network?
Been doing it, I think 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 years. Maybe a year on the network and 2 years total. We started here in New York.
Right. And does radio beat you down, or do you like it now, or is it better than TV?
I like radio because of the intimacy of it and the immediacy of it and the fact that you get a couple hours every day to tell people what you think about issues. You don't get that in TV, typically.
Right. Right. Now, I think it was after you had joined us, you had what is known as Shirtless Gate, in which you tweeted this picture.
Selfie gate.
You tweeted this picture, and you were like, looking pretty good for 71, is what you said.
70, don't exaggerate.
70,
he's only 70, Gordon.
Yeah. Well, you're 71 now, right?
No,
still 70.
It was 6 months ago.
You want
me? Why are you asking me to strip down? What is it?
No.
I
want you pantless today, actually, Geraldo. No, but here's the thing about that. It's like you caught a lot of grief and a lot of flack on a lot of blogs about this.
I did.
People saying, ooh, don't want to see this. Oh, man, this is disgusting. And I'm looking at it, and I'm generally a heterosexual man. And I was thinking, what are they talking about? Geraldo looks great for 70 years of age.
So when you say generally, do you mean you have those 3 a.m. where you could be in the bar and it's just you and
generally,
Francois?
Yeah, you know, it depends on who's around at last call, that kind of thing, you know? But no, I'm looking at it going, I don't understand. What are they not seeing what I'm seeing? This guy looks like he's in incredible shape for 70 years of age. I can't imagine being in that kind of shape.
You know, Joe Namath was at the Super Bowl. He had that fur coat on. He got all that.
Yeah.
Joe Namath tells this famous story, just going back to your previous remarks. He's at a bar, and he's with a friend of mine who's actually was our age. He's my agent still. He was Joe's agent then, Jim Griffin. And so it comes time, closing time is late in New York. It's 4 o'clock. So it comes time to go home, and Namath is now making the moves on this lady at the bar. And Jim says to him, Joe, she's well beneath your standards. And Namath looks at him and says, Jimmy, it's 4 o'clock. Miss America ain't coming in here.
That's right. That's exactly right. You take what you can get at certain
Close
times.
You know, the thing about the selfie, I prefer notoriety to obscurity in a way. I've been on television my whole adult life, and you know, I just felt like
throw it
stirring
out there.
It up a little bit, and you know, it was at 2 in the morning. I was on drinking tequila and, you know, just got off the air. It was Sunday morning. I did my Saturday night show on Fox. I said, screw it.
Have you seen what I'm talking about, Giorgio?
Yeah, I remember
you've
that.
Seen the picture?
I was Giorgio is somewhat aroused, too. I thought it was great.
Giorgio's very aroused. He enjoyed it very much.
Well, you guys, did they know back home? Crazy.
No,
they don't know that.
So what'd you think of the game?
We predicted it. We thought Seattle was going to crush them.
You did not.
Yeah, we did. We both picked Seattle.
Picked Seattle, too.
Craig and I did.
I only picked Seattle because of, what's his name? Richard, the cornerback, is Big Mouth. I like that.
Williams.
Richard Sherman?
Sherman. Yeah. Sherman.
Richard William Sherman. It's his full name. A lot of people don't know that. Did you like that guy's Big Mouth? Do you like that the guys talk like that?
I felt bad about calling him a thug, because I really did, in retrospect, as he said correctly after the fact when he was calmed down, I do think that it would have been very unlikely that if a white guy in the same circumstance had mouthed off just as, as obnoxiously, we would have called the white guy the thug. So I do think that it had a racial connotation. I could have called him a jerk or a punk or a big mouth, but not a thug.
It's racially coded language.
I think thug has become racial. And he was
that you that started that? You were the first one to call him that?
I don't know. I called him as soon as I got a microphone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe you started all that. Yeah. I can't believe you're 70, by the way.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's because I'm
hairy. You look like you're, like, younger than me. I'm 48. You look younger than me.
Well, you got to do some sit-ups.
Yeah, George doesn't take care of himself. Yeah. I don't know if you can pick up on that where you're sitting, but George doesn't
arm wrestle
you.
I whoop you and arm wrestle.
Oh, yeah, right.
So do you work out? Do you do a bunch of push-ups?
I work out about every day,
Every
day, but not a lot. I mean, I'm not fanatic about it. If you get to a place where you're in shape, then it's a maintenance thing. It's not...
I just think maybe you have good genes.
My mom's 95. You know, my dad passed. My mom's 90. My grandparents all lived into their 90s, maybe. And my wife's 31 years younger than I am.
Oh, there you go.
Lord.
Stay in shape. She'll be with the pool boy.
Let me guess. Not first wife, is it?
No. First wife in the 2000s.
Oh, okay. You do it by decades. That's kind of a nice
millennium
touch. Yeah. That's kind of a nice touch you do there. So you're 70 years of age.
I'm 76 months, yeah.
That's amazing. Now, is this the final incarnation of Geraldo? Eventually, do you want to retire?
I may go into reality TV.
Go do pool boys yourself or something. Yeah.
I may go into reality TV. I may do something.
No, don't do that. That's beneath you.
And Kim Kardashian.
Are you one of those that's going to work for as long as you're around? I mean, you want to work till you're 85?
Four ex-wives and five children. Yes.
Yeah, you got to work till you're 85. Yes. Oh, yeah. You're pretty much in
until
it for
they
life.
Send me off on the Viking boat aflame. I will be working.
That's the kind of funeral I want, too.
Yeah. A Viking funeral?
That's a great way to get rid of old boats and old people.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I got plenty of old boats, too.
And so, now, speaking of your good genetics, what are you? You're like half Puerto Rican, half Jewish.
My mom's name is Friedman. My mom's maiden name.
Uh-huh. And your dad was Puerto Rican.
Cruz Rivera, yeah.
Cruz Rivera.
C-R-U-Z.
That sounds like a nice welterweight name.
Right
there.
Fielder, yeah.
Well, his name, his name, Cruz, C-R-U-Z, means cross. So he was very Catholic, and my mom very Jewish. They met we're on 33rd Street here, high above Madison Square Garden. They met on Child's Cafeteria, 42nd Street. Mm-hmm. He was a dishwasher. She was a waitress from Newark, New Jersey. And it was love at first sight. It was a mixed marriage in those days. It was illegal in half the states in the country in those days.
Wow, that's wild. Now, which religion did you end up going with?
I go both ways, you know.
Yeah, so does George.
That's why I like the selfie. Same way, dude. A number of questions.
This is where we started the conversation.
Yeah, right back to it.
Full circle.
Right back to it.
We've come full circle.
You guys are very skilled broadcasters.
Aren't we, though?
Not really.
You can't tell it from this interview, but yeah, if you listen to some other stuff, we did pretty well on it.
I'll get you greatest hits. Marty, I'll lend it to me later.
How often do you get into Dallas?
I get into Dallas a lot. You know, my son was born and raised in Dallas, went to St. Mark's. He's at A&M now. He's a senior there, so I get there.
Oh, he's an Aggie?
Yeah.
Does he beat you down with all that Aggie stuff?
Well, he's not at College Station. He's in Galveston. He's in marine engineering.
Oh, wow.
And he's like a seven-year senior. So.
Wow.
So you have, I got my fingers impressive. Crossed that this is his graduation year.
So you have five kids?
I have five. Five far-flung kids. Children.
Another thing he's got to pay for.
From the fruit of your loins. And the thing is, he has five kids by seven different women. Somehow Geraldo pulled this off.
Five 5x4.
Five by four, and what's the age span from oldest?
35 is my son. He's a computer guy. He just got his. He and his wife are pregnant. They've been in Germany. They work for Siemens, you know, that big German company.
Uncomfortably named company.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it leads us into the pregnancy discussion.
Perfect. So they're going to come home to have the baby. That'll be my second grandchild. The Texan has one. He's a year old, my grandson. Then I have a daughter who's a junior at NYU here in town. I have a freshman at Northwestern in Chicago, and I've got an 8-year-old in second grade here in New York.
Wow, that's awesome.
8-year-old. Yeah, man. 8-year-old, yeah. Jeez. And so, you know, it's so funny. The first day of school, and I think of myself as macho and in shape and all the rest. I take her to school the first day of school when she was in kindergarten, and I could hear the kids say, "Is that her grandpa?" It's just really very deflating.
Yeah, it hurts. hurts a little bit, doesn't it?
Man. Larry King complains of the same thing.
Yeah. Hurts you look a lot younger than Larry.
Yeah, so what about, you know, we're from Dallas, and the Kennedy conspiracy is a big thing for George. George is a big
I'm not a conspiracy
theorist.
No, I'm not.
I think the Warren Commission, as blundering as it was, and remember, I showed the Zapruder film for the first time.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing.
I
Geraldo,
invented the conspiracy
theory. Oh, really? Yeah, Geraldo is a seminal figure. Once again, back to the pregnancy
thing. Get back to Siemens, yeah. Right.
But, yeah, no, Geraldo is a seminal figure in the whole conspiracy movement because in 1975, I believe
it was.
Geraldo was the first guy to televise the Zapruder film, which it was the first time everyone got to see it for themselves.
And you see the
off.
Head yanked back, you know, and you say this had to be a front shot.
And that started, you know, that really kicked off the conspiracy theory among the laymen who had now their own visual proof to go by. And so how have your views changed from 1975 to now?
Well, you know, when you analyze the video and you hear about how the, you know, physiologically how the body responds to various stimuli and all the rest of it, and painstakingly going through the Warren Commission report as we did, and everything that's happened since, I just don't see any viable alternative to the thesis that Lee Harvey Oswald and Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone killed the 35th president of the United States. I just don't see how you get around it.
See what a smart man this guy is? He's actually wise. He knows what he's talking
about.
He does. Geraldo, we appreciate your stuff in mind.
My pleasure. I'm delighted to have you in my house.
And do your own show.
All right, man.
Which
bye,
is
Geraldo.
Sister
right.
Station.
That is the great Geraldo Rivera.
In the fridge.
Yeah. It's 8:50 some odd here on The Ticket. The biggest show coming to town is next.